It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday, brought to you by Visit Cleburne, where you can make new traditions all year long. Well, he's on the stage tonight with Hank FM, and I will see you out there at Billy Bob's, Texas. That'd be our East Texas buddy from Beaumont. Very tall, Tracy Byrd. So, to celebrate him, we go back to the year
1994.
And, well, when we've had Tracy on, the song he says, no matter what, he has to have on the playlist at every concert.
From the biggest watermelons on the vine, help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
That's the one he says, indeed, Watermelon Crawl. Written by Buddy Brock and Zach Turner, and came out in summertime, appropriately, July of 1994. Off that album, No Ordinary Man. Song, not a number oneer, but a top fiver. And as Tracy told us right here on this show, yep, when it comes to big songs, maybe it wasn't his biggest, maybe it wasn't his best, but he's got to play it.
You know, Keeper of the Stars would be my biggest song. I mean, it was Song of the Year in 1995 at the ACMs. And
played it every wedding, statistically, by the way, from 1994 onward. Every wedding.
But I would say that Watermelon Crawl is the one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the one that I got to play. That's the one they start screaming for, and that's what I'm the watermelon man. That's how it is.
Did everybody know it was going to be a hit, or is it like, oh boy?
No, we had no idea. A lady named Renee Bell, who ended up, she was at MCA Records at the time, and she was leaving to go to RCA Records, which I ended up several years later going over there and recording with her again. But she was leaving that day, had a box in her hand, walking out when I walked into MCA Records, and she kind of quietly said, I'm probably supposed to take these with me, but she said, she handed me a cassette tape, and she said, listen to this song. She said, there's just something goofy about it that I don't know. It just keeps staying in my head, you know. And so she handed me that tape, and it was a terrible demo of this song. Sounds really nothing like the record that we made on it. But the lyrics just hung with me, too, you know. And I was like, this could be good, you know. And and then, of course, when we cut it, we really put that groove to it, and it didn't sound like that on the demo. But once we cut it and got it tracked, and we all sat back and listened to it, going, wow, this might be a big song, you know. And so they went for it, and we released it, and of course it wasn't a number one. It went to number two and didn't get to number one, but it was huge. I mean, that's the one that people want to hear every night.
Yeah. And back in 1994, now what was the song that kept it from going number one? Because I would bet that you remember.
It was some Garth Brooks song, you know. he was always the one keeping us out of number one in the 90s.
Dang Garth. Well, he's got the stage all to himself tonight. We'll see you at Billy Bob's at T-Bird.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot.